Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Section 201 of this cap and trade energy tax creates a national building code, something that we don't have in place today. If you look across the country right now, 30 states have their own state building codes. A number of states actually go even to the local level where they have codes that are based on different cities or different parishes or counties. Just to use Louisiana for an example, right after Hurricane Katrina, our legislature passed a statewide building code. We didn't have one before. We created a statewide building code, and we took into account in our code the various segmented differences between regions of our state. In fact, the code is different in South Louisiana, where our main threats are hurricanes and flooding, much different than they are in the northern part of the state of Louisiana, where tornadoes are a bigger threat. And so if you look at the fact that 30 states have these types of statewide codes, this bill in Section 201 creates a federal code that would throw out all of those state building codes that have been worked on for years in many cases. We worked on ours for months just for our state's code. Here, with really no debate, we're creating a federal code that trumps all of the state's codes, in some cases would actually lower the standards that states have for building. And if you go back to why we have building codes and why states have done this, the purpose typically is to protect safety and health. Safety and health have always been the main driving factors behind a building code. What this bill does in Section 201, it's literally taking global warming and using global warming to trump safety and health. Because now if I'm in South Louisiana and I want to rebuild after hurricane damage, which, by the way, we had 120,000 homes in Louisiana that had more than 50% damage due to Hurricane Katrina. Under this bill in Section 201, when people are rebuilding those 120,000 homes, they would have to follow the federal building code. And in many cases, that would mean they can't use the same types of strength that they might want to use in their windows. They might want to use stronger windows because they don't want the storm to blow out their windows. But under this bill, a federal standard could actually say that their windows are out of the federal code. And then what does that mean? Well, let's go to the bill and look at the penalties, because they're actually civil penalties. In this bill, we're actually creating a global warming police. Go to page 235. The secretary may set and collect reasonable inspection fees to cover the cost of inspections required. So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. And if they find that you're out of compliance with this new federal code, the secretary shall assess a civil penalty for violations of this section. And then further, going to page 236, each day of unlawful occupancy shall be considered a separate violation. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo that can literally come in, and now this new term, unlawful occupancy. So now living in your home is considered unlawful under this bill. This is ludicrous. If you go, well, first of all, let's go to the U.S. Constitution and look at the 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says the states have the right to do what they're doing if they're not prohibited by the Constitution. So states, over 30 of them, have established building codes. This bill comes in and basically says throw out the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and the federal government's going to throw out your building code. I'd like to submit the U.S. Constitution into the record, if I can, by unanimous consent, so that it can be reviewed, because I think we also need to go to another section that talks about unlawful occupancy. The only part of the Constitution that talks about unlawful occupancy of your home says in Amendment 3, no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house. So basically, the federal government, the Constitution says, the protection as a homeowner gives you the ability to determine who comes in your house. Here we're saying, each day of unlawful occupancy shall be considered a separate violation and you will be subject to federal civil fines. That's what this bill does. That's what Section 201 does. And other people have looked at this. You've got a number of groups that have come out in strong opposition to Section 201 and support my amendment. I'd like to read and enter into the record a letter from about 9 different organizations, including the National Association of Home Builders, the National Association of Realtors, the Building Owners and Managers Association International, the National Apartment Association, and a number of others, who said the proposal creates a new authority for the federal government to police building codes, holds developers and owners of buildings, including homeowners, liable for not reaching federal energy efficiency mandates, even if the buildings are presumably in compliance with applicable local building codes, and establishes a civil penalty for violators of this section of the bill. This measure would have a chilling effect on development and property transfer across the spectrum of real properties. Now, we're in a housing slump right now. Why would we want to be passing legislation that creates a federal building code with civil penalties and tells people who live in their houses that they're unlawfully occupying that house if they don't meet this new federal building code when they're in compliance with their own state's federal building code? This is ludicrous. I'll enter these letters into the record, including this letter from the National Association of Home Builders, which goes even further and talks about some of the legal problems with this and also the shortfalls, how this would adversely affect homeowners in this country who would be subject to this global warming police that would be created to come in and drag you out of your house and fine you civilly in federal court because maybe you wanted to protect your family at a higher level in the federal government.
Does the gentleman yield back to balance? Gentleman's time has expired. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Utah, Mr. Mathis.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I move to strike. Last word.
The gentleman is recognized for that purpose.
I think when we look at Section 201, there are certain aspects of that section that do warrant some change, and I will be offering an amendment to address those issues. Because I believe that the federal cause of action is a concern. But throwing out the whole section doesn't make sense to me, and that's what this amendment would do.